The format of tonight's meeting is two 10-minute speakers, the first of which will speak on the sixth tradition, followed by our information break, and then our main speaker, who will speak for 30 minutes. Our first 10-minute speaker to share on the sixth tradition is Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm an alcoholic. Hello, my fellow alcoholics and visitors and friends and family. It's great to see you all. And Cynthia, thank you. Thank you for asking me to speak. So as I said, my name is Megan. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of the Atlanta Group. My sobriety date is February 10th, 2007. My sponsor is Maureen. I sponsor others. Maureen took me through the steps and traditions. I've had service positions here and at other groups. And I'm talking about tradition six tonight. So why do we talk about the traditions? I know when I was new, I did not want to talk about the traditions. I just wanted to hear people's stories. I wanted to eat it up because it was so much fun to identify or to hear something crazy. And, you know, it was just like a big show. And I was like, the traditions are not a show. I don't want to hear about the traditions. But now I know that we talk about the traditions for our unity as a program and as a fellowship. We're not an organization, but we learned over time that we need some organization. And as you may have heard many times before, alcoholics are like the fish in the fishbowl. The water is like is representative of the steps, and then the bowl is the traditions. If there's a crack in the traditions, everything falls apart, and we don't want that to happen. So we talk about it, we educate ourselves about the traditions. So I hope you did your homework and everybody read the sixth tradition in the 12 and 12 before they got here tonight. But if I were you, I probably wouldn't have. So we try to apply the traditions in AA, in our work, in our homes, with our friends. So the sixth tradition. An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Just to back up for a second, I didn't really tell you why I'm in AA. obviously, I had a desire to stop drinking because drinking was ruining my life, and and my thinking was ruining my life, and so I needed all of you because life got really bad. I made poor decisions. And so I'm here today. I'll tell you more about that when I'm actually talking about my story, but tonight I'm talking about Tradition 6. So so back to Tradition 6. So at the end of Tradition 6, we reference Tradition 5, our primary purpose. And each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. So if we're endorsing, financing, or lending the AA name to something else, we're not focusing on our primary purpose, which is to help the other alcoholic who still suffers. So the end of the long form of the sixth tradition, I'm sorry, I really like quotes and like I brought props, you know, like I'm going to talk to you about different things, but I'll try to keep it light as well. So at the end of the long form of the sixth tradition, it says, while an AA group might cooperate with anyone, such cooperation ought never go so far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied. An AA group can bind itself to no one. So AA in its youth is a lot like me as an AA in my early AA years. I wanted to save the world. I was like, everybody should get sober. This is amazing. All my drinking friends should get sober. My family should get sober. And if they don't get sober, they should totally go to Al-Anon. This is amazing. Everybody's got to do this. This is great. And that's how early AA was. They were so excited. And, you know, they wanted to create, you know, AA hospitals, AA schools, get involved in politics and all this stuff. And, you know, they learned that they can't do that. Even my friends, I learned the hard way. You know, we learned by trial and error. AA learned by trial and error. And I learned by trial and error. Some of my best friends, like, I feel like I may have, you know, hurt AA in their minds in some of my early days, because after a while they just roll their eyes and they're like, Megan, not everybody is an alcoholic, because they think that that's what I'm saying, which I guess I was back then. So in the 12 and 12, it talks about alcoholics being bankrupt idealists. So that's really, you know, that's the point I'm trying to make. And if we align or endorse or finance, we risk, you know, that perfectionism and people pleasing. Like, we're going to try to please this organization instead of helping another alcoholic. So we can't be all things to all people, nor should we try. That's a little paraphrase on the 12 and 12. So there's this story about this AA-er who wanted to work in PR. Thank you. 5 minutes. Thank you. For a distilling company so that they could advocate responsible drinking for some and not at all for people like us. So he realized, though, that he couldn't do that. He couldn't wear both hats at the same time. Prop time. Okay. There's this guy wearing two hats. This is the 12 Traditions Illustrated. You should all get this, read it. So there's this guy here wearing two hats. He can't wear two hats. You can't wear two hats at the same time. You can't be an AA-er and be a PR person. I mean, you can, but you have to wear the hats separately. When you're here, you're an AA-er. When you're working as a PR rep for a distillery, you're a PR rep for a distillery. They should not know that you are connected with AA at all. So, where are we? He said, great guns, which is like the OMG of 1939. Great guns! We don't want to link AA in the minds of millions with any particular organization, so we can't do that. I think I got all that. And we often say other people's opinions are none of my business, but other people's opinions are our business. As a unified group, they are AA's business. We don't want to poison AA in the minds of the public. So it's kind of similar to tradition too, like what Bill went through. You know, he was going to sign up to be, he was going to take a job in a hospital, but he was already the face of AA. So that's kind of a different story. This was just, you know, risking our primary purpose. So, the other picture, the other prop, the two icebergs. Any activity that harms AA as a whole or affiliation of AA groups with anything outside AA. So both of those things are important in Tradition 6, which makes me think, like, really the traditions all weave together, because that's almost very Tradition 11. You know, like, we don't want to, any activity that would harm AA would be like some celebrity talking about how they're getting sober in AA, and then they relapse and everybody's, but that's Tradition 11. We'll wait till November for that. So, moving on. Okay, so there's a Tradition 6 checklist. I don't really have time to go through that right now, so pick it up, download it from AA.org, and get your, what are the other things you guys need to get? 12 and 12, Language of the Heart, AA Comes of Age, that pamphlet, AA Tradition and How It Developed, all that stuff is very good. So in AA Comes of Age, another prop. Sorry, I know I have like 3 minutes. Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, which I got in San Antonio. I hope you're all going to Atlanta this summer for the convention. I got this in San Antonio at the convention. So it's a 75 years San Antonio. So it's awesome. But here we talk about, in the old days, the foundation, which was GSO, was chartered to do all but lobby for prohibition. So they were doing everything. But again, they had to learn from their mistakes. Public relations is very delicate. AA was in the national spotlight all of a sudden. So we could arouse prejudice and cost lives. Again, back to the whole, not everybody is an alcoholic, Megan. So AA decided to be the link between medicine and religion, not the savior of the world. We can't allow anyone to capitalize on the AA name for advertising or fundraising. So we had hard-learned lessons, and you can learn about that in the other traditions. I already encouraged you on what to read. Let's move down. Okay, so any considerable property in that pamphlet, AA Tradition, How It Developed, any considerable property separately incorporated and managed must be separately, thank you, incorporated and managed, because we need to divide the material from the spiritual. So to wrap up, in Language of the Heart, which is amazing, you all should get a go. Another prop. Language of the Heart. Buy it tonight over at the literature table. Don't buy it on Amazon. The accumulation of money, property, and unwanted personal authority or prestige. Sorry, I will wrap up. I just gotta find this quote. so often generated by material wealth comprise a cluster of serious hazards against which an AA group must ever be on guard. So basically, we don't need money. The core of our procedure is one alcoholic talking to another. The Big Book on page 93 says, tell the other alcoholic exactly what happened to you. Job or no job, wife or no wife, we simply do not stop drinking so long as we place dependence upon other people or institutions or enterprises. I put that in there. That's my little paraphrase. Ahead of dependence upon God. So that's why we're here. And thank you for listening.
Our second 10-minute speaker is Sasha.
Thank you. I'm Sasha, an alcoholic. So I guess my stats. I was, let's see. My sponsor is Jeffrey H. I'm a member of the Atlantic Group. I am right now working 9 through 12, and have service commitments, and October 21st, 2010 is my sobriety date. So yeah, where do I start? I guess where I got sober. So you know, alcohol was like a, you know, in the beginning, alcohol was a solution for me. Like when I started drinking, I was like given these gifts where like I was able to like talk with people that I wasn't before able to talk with. I was able to have like these like new experiences with people, which before like was unavailable to me when I was sober. It's like I didn't have these tools to have these new experiences. And like, you know, what happened towards the end of my drinking, or really like when I was in between kind of like in AA, but like going out every day, is like drinking stopped working for me. Like I would come to the meetings and I would drink thinking that like maybe I can like kind of get both going, but like, you know, it just didn't work. It's, and also like, everything that, like, alcohol gave me, like, the friends in my life, the, I don't know, the women, the whatever, like, it just didn't happen anymore. Like, no one wanted to be around me. Like, actually, towards the end of my drinking, I was going to fellowship drunk, and, like, because no one would hang out with me. Like, that's kind of, like, where everything got. Like, things just got really, really, really small. And, like, you know, I needed that experience to come into the program where, like, I was really resistant to these things. Like, I didn't really understand what a sober life was. Like, I thought that I had to be the straight-edge person. I thought I couldn't talk with these people. I thought that I had to live this life of, like, crazy fear, where I'm just constantly living in this, like, bubble where, like, I go to meetings, go home, sleep, or whatever, and do, like, this job that I hate or whatever. I don't know. I had all these ideas of, like, what AA was going to give me. And what's been amazing is, like, you know, I had a, like, you know, a lot of struggles with this program too, where I don't do this work perfectly, but like, you know, it took me a year and a half to like just have an honest relationship with my sponsor, where like I finally told him like my actual sobriety date. Like I was lying about everything. And like, but what's been amazing about this is like, you know, when I started doing the work, like I was able to have this new experience with like a life of sobriety. I was able to have like, you know, I got into college around like the end of my like second year, and I was able to have an experience where like being like a sober person in college and like, you know, like having a new experience with like just people and just like having relationships, because like before, like I had these relationships that weren't sustainable. Like, no matter what, they would always fall apart. And, like, going into the, you know, and, like, coming into college and, like, having relationships in this program and also from doing service, like, I was able to, like, slowly build these relationships that, like, still last in my life. Like, you know, I had this thing, like, a while back where, like, you know, I had this really deep relationship with this, like, good friend of mine or whatever. And, like, you know, what's been amazing is that, like, you know, he had his thing where he ended up passing away. But, like, this person, like, before, like, I didn't have this where, like, people actually played a role in my life and that I actually had this, like, relationship where things were going, like, both ways, where it's, like, my story was, like, interconnected with someone else. And, like, from being in this program, I've been able to have these kind of things where, I know, but, yeah, from being in the program, like, I was able to, like, have these things where, like, you know, I just, like, I don't know, just have, like, deep connections with people and, like, deeper relationships and whatnot. And, like, I guess, like, you know, yeah, like, where was I going with all that? It was going somewhere actually really good. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I guess, like, recently, I guess, to talk about, like, you know, just where I'm at now. I think I'm jumping the gun since I don't have, like, 5 minutes left, so I, you know, have 6 minutes of, like, what I'm doing now, where, let's see, like, I don't know, it's like, you know, after, like, going through the steps, you know, this fourth year of mine, like, it's been really interesting, where it's, like, I've been, like, learning how to, like, live this, like, life. I guess I've been learning how to be, like, more independent, learning how to, like, live, like, dealing with, like, these, like, normal things in life that, you know, come my way. Where before, like, I didn't have these skills, where, like, how to deal with death, how to deal with, like, you know, school, how to deal with work. It's like, I wouldn't have these new experiences with these things. Like, I would constantly have the same exact experience over and over and over again, where, like, nothing would last. Always, like, you know, things would start out great, and then suddenly, like, I would hit this dead end where, like, people, like, even in sobriety my first year, where, like, things just wouldn't work out. And, like, I don't know, they would hate me after a while or whatnot. Like, I didn't have these tools to, like, develop, like, just my work life, my friend life, my whatever life, like, all that stuff. And, like, you know, something that's been really helpful with this work is, like, you know, after going through my past inventory and, like, being able to, like, do a 10th step, an 11th step, and a 12th step, you know, I was able to, like, not repeat the same things over and over again. Because I think, like, really, like, a big reason why I'm in this program is I really want new experiences with people, with things, with everything. Like, I really want to, like, break these old patterns of mine that really take me down a lot. Like, you know, I had this thing, like, recently with my sister where, you know, she got into this situation, which, you know, is her own thing. I don't want to share it right now. But, like, anyways, like, and I was really resentful about it. You know, my parents were really mad at her about it. Everyone was really mad at her about it. There's all this gossip going on. And, like, I was there just, like, not engaging with my parents because I didn't want to be a part of them. But I wasn't there. I was also just being really resentful and, like, sitting back, like, not talking to my sister, not being there for her. And, like, you know, from, like, practicing a 10th step, from, like, meditating and, like, really digging deep into, like, trying to see the truth of my resentments, you know, I was able to, like, understand her situation. I was able to, like, kind of, I guess, see it from her angle of how, like, how lonely it must be to be in this place where, like, everyone is judging her and there's no one there for her and her own brother, like, isn't there for her. And what's been great about that is, like, recently, you know, I started, like, calling her after that, like, after having that experience. And, like, I don't know, it's been great. Like, we talk on, like, a weekly basis and, like, I see, like, how much she appreciates my time and things like that. And, like, the only way I would have had that change with my sister is from doing the 10th step, from doing the 11th step, and from, like, actually trying to see, like, why, like, this is happening in our relationship. Like, you know, I was, like, talking with my sponsor a lot about things like this and talking with other people about it. And, like, people had actually said the same exact thing over and over and over to me that you should probably call your sister. But I wasn't able to hear it. It didn't even, like, I didn't register in my head at all till, like, I was able to do this 10th step and have an experience to see, like, wow, like, I'm in the wrong here. Like, I don't know. It didn't click till then or whatever. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's been, like, yeah, I don't know. It's been, like, very hard. Like, there's been, like, a lot of things happening in my life that's just, like, crazy right now. Like, and, like, I don't know. It's amazing how, like, with this program, like, you know, I'm able to, like, get through it. I'm able to have those, like, kind of experiences with my sister. You know, these experiences in school where, like, I'm really resistant to school. And even in AA where I'm, like, I'm really resistant to the program of AA. And, like, from, like, writing out resentments on, like, what is actually going on and actually trying to see what's going on, I'm able to have, like, that, like, new relationship with AA, a new relationship with school. Because, like, even with school, like, I walk into class and I'm a really resentful person. I'm a really arrogant person. And, like, from having that experience of being arrogant and, like, what that does to me, I'm able to have this new experience where, like, I do this I write out these resentments and, like, I have a new relationship with my teacher. And I don't know, like, it's been, I feel like I'm repeating myself with, it's been great. But yeah, you know, it's been really great though. And like, yeah. Let's see. What else is going on in my life? Yeah, I guess like with spirituality, what's, spirituality? I don't know, like yeah, I mean, I guess something else I've been having a new relationship with is, like, meditation, where I've been really resistant to meditation. I don't like meditating. I'm someone who, you know, even, like, 5 minutes to me is, like, a big deal or whatever. Like, I don't want to sit down for 5 minutes. 1 minute's already kind of a lot. Like, I got things to do. Like, I'm always, like, rushing into school and whatever. great, got the 1 minute, which is always nice. And then, like, but, like, I don't know, like, what's been good is, like, I've been, like, having this resistance to these kind of things, too. And I guess it's, like, the same exact thing that I was saying earlier, where it's just, like, from, like, living this life of, like, not meditating, from having these, like, experiences of being resistant, I'm able to have, like, a new experience from, like, working through with it. And, like, this program has given me that gift, and that's really, like, how my life has really changed in this way, where, like, I don't know, I guess this way where I am here right now, but, like, yeah, it's from, like, really just practicing these principles, from, like, having these struggles with it, and then also, like, just, like, really trying to overcome those struggles in it, because, like, I'm not the perfect AA person, but, like, I practice this to the best of my ability, and, like, I struggle all the time, but, like, that's kind of what I do. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go early. Thank you.